Hey guys, welcome back to the Toxic Mom Podcast. This podcast is an update on one of the first stories I covered back on season one about Malia Davis. She was the story that pretty much inspired me to do this podcast because I just could not get over this case for some reason. It bothered me. I remember I was at work and I opened up my Twitter feed and this little girl's face popped up. It was an Amber Alert that went out. Malia was from Texas, so I didn't get the Amber Alert because I don't live in her state or nowhere near. And I just followed the story for weeks and weeks and weeks until they found Malia. And then I've been kind of following up after they made the arrest. And now here we are. Okay, just to go back just a little bit, Malia went missing May of 2019. She was from Texas, as I stated. And her mother left Malia and her younger brother in the care of her boyfriend at the time, Darian Vents. She had to go out of state to deal with a family emergency, and she left Darian in charge of Malia and her younger brother. While Malia was in the custody of this man, he claims that he was carjacked, beat up, kidnapped, and he woke up after all of this happened in the middle of nowhere. Malia was nowhere to be found. However, her young brother was still with him. He allegedly walked himself to the hospital. There are pictures online of him when they got to the hospital and took pictures of his bruises. He had some stuff on his face. The police really weren't buying his story, but they really just had to deal with what they had. They put out an Amber Alert for Malia, and they then went on, lots of wild goose chases. Texas Equisearch was involved. They did arrest him, and while he was sitting in jail, the family spokesperson that Brittany Bowens, Malia's mom, had hired was able to get a confession out of Darian that he dumped Malia's remains in Arkansas. She was found in a trash bag on a field, actually by men that were there to cut the lawn, and they ran over her. And this bag that they found had a very strong odor, and they opened it up. It was remains of a young child. They were able to get that to an autopsy table, and they determined that it was Malia, and they listed her manner of death as homicidal violence. Darian, for a long time, claimed that yes, something did happen to Malia, but it wasn't as bad as people were making it out to be. And I'm paraphrasing, that's pretty much what he said. There was a man who shared a jail cell with him who claims that Darian went and told him that Malia fell asleep. She had the flu, and that jail cell mate claimed that no one's going to buy that. There's pictures of Malia with you. She looks fine. And he told this cellmate that Malia was sitting on his lap and she fell and hit her head. We really don't know what happened to Malia. Darian Vents never really said what happened to her, but obviously we know something happened to her. If you want to get the full scoop of the entire story, it's still up on my platform. You can find it there. So he finally, after 2 years in jail, agreed to plead guilty to abuse of a corpse and injury to a child. He was sentenced to 20 years for each count, and he's going to be in jail for 40 years. Finally, Malia can have some sort of peace and rest. A lot of people, when I first did this podcast, were under the impression that Brittany Bowens was a toxic mom just because she left her child in the care of somebody other than the child's biological father. And there was a lot of nonsense going on before she left. There was an argument between her and Vents. The relationship was possibly on the brinks of collapse. There were some text messages released, but you know, a lot of people just were not happy with her conduct, which a lot of children get put in these situations they don't ask to be in. they're left alone with boyfriends and girlfriends, people that are not related to them, and stuff like this happens and it continues to happen. Malia was in the case of Child Protective Services because there was some incidents prior to this. And again, if you want to hear that, go back and listen to that full podcast. So in a nutshell, Darian Vince is, you know, going to be in jail for a long time. And it's just very unfortunate. There will never be enough time that anyone serves when they decide to take a life of an innocent, precious child like Malia, who should be out celebrating her 7th birthday and just doing things that a normal little girl her age should be doing. But instead, she's resting, and that's where she'll stay. And that is all I have for you. I'm pretty sure this case is all said and done. I don't see them charging her mother. There were people that suspected the mom may have known that Darian killed her just because there was some other things that went on, some flim-flam that happened. But as of right now, this is where we stand. He's been the only person charged and convicted of her murder. So that is that. Thank you for listening, and we will chat soon.